This is a HeadGum Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item. Plus, free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Congo Bongo Island, everyone.
Congo Bongo Island.
It's wrong. I hate it.
I'm your donkey master, Brian Murphy. Here with Jake Hurwitz.
Who are you here with? Hard One Surefoot.
Emily Axford.
Moonshine Sabin. I got your bongos right here, baby. And I gesture to my huge rack.
Oh, my. No.
Oh, dear.
This is a Super Nintendo game. We can't be doing this.
These are rated
Nintendo,
YA.
Nintendo is a family company. And, of course, Caldwell Tanner.
Beverly Togold the Fifth, writer of wrongs, singer of songs, befriender of Kongs.
Oh,
wow.
Perhaps.
Hello, very nice. So.
Thank you.
Guys, this is our Donkey Kong one shot. This has been...
Finally.
Although, let's be honest, we might get really into it, and then it turns into what? The next campaign?
Yeah, this will be a full arc of the campaign.
Donkey Kong Infinity shot. What do you guys think?
This is our Infinity Donkey Kong shot. This has been long promised since our 8-Bit Book Club days. We said that if we got 3,000 reviews, we would do a D&D adventure in the Donkey Kong Country universe. And we now have nearly 5,000, so this is long overdue.
I can't wait for Nintendo to cease and desist our podcast just mere episodes before we finish campaign one.
We're so sorry. We have been sued by Diddy Kong. We have been sued by Rare.
We've been sued by Litigious Kong.
Yeah.
Diddy's lawyer cousin.
It would probably be Swanky Kong, I would think, would be the lawyer
most likely
of the family.
Good call, good call.
So thank you guys so much for reviewing the show and getting the word out. This is going to be a non-canonical adventure.
What?
Kong at all?
This will be a non-conkical adventure featuring our band of boobs and maybe, just maybe, some of our DK favorites. We'll see.
As someone who knows jack squat about DK, you notice I chose not to curse there in case someone from Nintendo decides to listen to this.
This is
and seek out the writers of the next Donkey
Doug
Kong
Bowser,
adventure.
If you're listening,
I know jack squat about Donkey Kong.
Right. I only know the first three SNES games, and I didn't look anything up. I just wrote a bunch of my own lore based on the very little that I know. But I think that's the way to do it.
So, we don't give a fudge.
Without further ado.
Yeah, no cursing this episode.
No cursing, everyone.
You can listen to this with your whole family on Thanksgiving.
I'm telling you what I have planned. Don't. Anyway, welcome to Congo Bongo Island, everyone. Let's catch up with our band of boobs. So you guys are on the SS Stormborn.
Yeah.
You're in between adventures.
Okay. Oh.
You're flying towards Smuggler's Bounty, hoping to get an actual vacation in this time.
Sweet. I hear they cleaned it all up.
Yeah.
I control wind, and we get there perfectly.
There is a sweet summer breeze. It does appear that you're going to be able to get to Smuggler's Bounty by tomorrow.
Amazing.
You can hear the sounds of seagulls squawking and the crashing of waves below. But long before you get to the coordinates of Smuggler's Bounty, you see a different tropical island, and you begin to hear cannon fire. Everyone go ahead and give me perception checks.
I don't remember this island last time we came.
16.
18.
21.
Wow.
So the captain. So
Captain Hardwon Shorefoot.
Omniscient. Always looking.
Ever vigilant, has never missed anything in the entire campaign. You look over the side of the Stormborn, and you see the source of the cannon fire. All around this island are these floating barrels that hang in the sky. Some of them are static, just hanging there in the air, but others move around. Some are spinning in different directions, and you can see them shooting some kind of ape-like creatures between them. And suddenly you see one barrel aims up towards the Stormborn and shoots a large ape at you. He sails through the air towards the Stormborn.
Oh my.
Oh, hey, travelers! Welcome to Congo Bongo Island!
This ape shoots over the deck and pierces one of your sails.
Oh, the rigging! Christ!
The boat immediately begins rocking. You see the ape up in the crow's nest, scrambling to fix it. He wears nothing but a red tie that says DK, and he's just scrambling to fix it, and he goes, oh, geez, I'm really sorry, folks. Suddenly, two more monkeys fly up. One has a red cap and tank top. Another has a pink beret and a matching shirt with a long ponytail.
Don't worry, we'll help!
You see the two monkeys run over to the wheel and start yanking it in different directions. The Stormborn immediately begins spinning out of control.
All right, I know what's going on here. Y'all heard lore that there's a druid who can awaken beasts, and y'all are coming to sip from that cup. Who wants to be awakened?
You see, Diddy Kong pulls the wheel off of the Stormborn and goes,
huh, awaken? Try awaken Cranky from one of his naps.
The Stormborn starts going in a tailspin.
You know what? This is such a serious case. I think even I couldn't awaken this idiot.
leave the wheel be, I beg, please.
You see the wheel falls off. Dixie gets caught in it. I've heard of taking the wheel, but this is ridiculous.
Did they write all this down? They're reading this from the Sharpie on their arm?
Can I do an insight check to see if but this is ridiculous is kind of like a colloquialism of
yes,
this
of
island?
The Cog people.
Okay, that's going to be 18.
18, these are precious words.
Okay. Sort of like a religious utterance?
Yeah.
Okay. So, hi, my name is Moonshine Simon, but this is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. So you guys see the storm. The Stormborn is caught in a horrible tailspin and crashes into the land below.
God damn it.
We were so close.
You're all high enough level that you survive comfortably enough, but the Stormborn is destroyed.
How's Diddy look?
How's Diddy? This is my dad's ship, you piece of shit.
I'm sorry, it's a living creature. I gotta make sure.
These guys look, DK, Diddy, and Dixie look banged up, like how they look if you get a game over.
Oh, no.
So they've got bandages over their eyes and stuff and black eyes.
I instantly heal them.
Oh, thanks, little buddy.
Little buddy?
Yeah.
Huh. I kind of like the sound of that.
Oh, I thought I was your little buddy. I'm his little buddy, too.
You're sowing discontent amongst the natives, Bev.
I'm sorry. I just... You know, it's being called little buddy feels really nice.
I know, yeah.
I've heard of having a best friend, but this is ridiculous.
I guess I bend the knee.
Beverly Togo V, I will be your little buddy to the bigger buddy.
Oh, nice to meet you. My name's Donkey Kong, and this here's Diddy and Dixie.
Pleasure. So, where are we?
Oh, you're here on Congo Bongo Island. Sorry about that, gang.
Oh, it's okay, y'all.
It's okay. You guys owe me an airship.
That's a fair point.
Hardwon, you look over at the ship. You see, it's completely broken in half. The back half of the deck is just sinking in the water near the shore, and the front half of it has just crashed up on the rocks.
Y'all, I believe my lawyer can put this in writing for you.
Yeah.
But I, you know, you did sort of invade our boat and sink it. So we need something to get to Smuggler's Bounty. So if you guys could just show us, you know, your boat selection, we'll pick out one that works for us.
Yeah, or maybe if you have someone that could help repair our ship, that would be great.
Oh, or yeah, if you can replace it with a boat of equal sentimental value to my family, that would be fine. Do you have one that my deceased father left for me here?
Oh, I'm really sorry. I don't have a ship that your dead dad built. But I do know someone who could fix it.
Okay, great. Oh, yeah, that'll work. Pawpaw, stand down.
Yeah, you see Pawpaw has is baring his teeth. You see Diddy and Dixie hop up and down.
Yeah, Funky can fix anything.
Are you sure he can fix my sound system? I hold up a broken solo cup.
And then you hear a voice echoing through the jungle.
Did somebody say funky? Did somebody say sound system?
Suddenly you see a rad-ass ape with sunglasses and a bandana carrying a surfboard flies in on a flying barrel.
We got to get some of these barrels.
And there are barrels everywhere, so you are welcome to just jump in a barrel at any time.
Yeah, I want
to
do that thing like they do at CVS when you buy toilet paper, and they put like the little pieces of the little pieces of tape to make a handle. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when you buy a big thing. So I want to do that onto a barrel so I can just wear the barrel.
And you just want like a barrel cannon?
A barrel backpack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you grab one out of the air and you make a barrel backpack. You see Funky shows up and looks at you guys and he goes, "Whoa, what's up, dude? Did you guys wipe out? Did you guys beef it?"
We didn't beef anything. These apes crashed the boat.
Yeah.
These guys are always causing trouble. They call them adventurers, but more like misadventurers. This is ridiculous.
Everyone
quietly mutters, "This is ridiculous."
This actually is ridiculous.
I close my eyes and then open my third eye in reference. This is ridiculous.
Beverly has taken off his beret and put on a green baseball cap.
Oh my.
It says BT on it.
Looks good on you, little buddy.
Thanks. I would take off my pants, but I feel like that's inappropriate. I'll just stay like I am. But I am wearing a tank top now. What do you think?
You're actually really nude to us. We're used to seeing apes with all their hair, but you guys are naked apes.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, because we wear clothes, but actually the fact that we don't have fur makes us very naked to you.
You're so naked to us.
Isn't that interesting, hard one?
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, Moonshine is kind of a little bit naked right now, even to us.
Forgive me. When I put my cannon backpack on, my overalls fell down and I forgot to fix them.
Yeah, you just kind of had the like arm things just over your breast.
Yeah. Maybe, hey, Moonshine.
It's a lot.
Yeah, maybe you should just I thought it was actually nice modesty.
Yeah.
Maybe you should just wear that barrel as an outfit.
I kind of like just using the straps to cover my nipples.
Fair enough.
So you guys see Funky calls out into the jungle and goes,
"All right, boys, let's get to work. Or should I say play funky time?"
You see emerging from funky the jungle time. 8 bipedal crocodiles, all in workman suits, carrying tools and lugging equipment. Funky begins directing traffic.
Your taxis? Like, use equipment?
You see, Funky looks at you and just goes,
"What the fuck are you talking about?"
Crocodiles. Down at the creek, a crocodile's just a taxi.
You see, Donkey Kong goes,
"No, they used to be from a group called the Kremlings, but now the Kongs and the Zards are friends. There's a new era of peace."
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, we work together now.
This is truly ridiculous.
And you see Funky goes,
"All right, Krog and Craig, you guys get to work on the deck. Dizzy, you fix up the sails. Crush, build me a hammock."
You see all the lizards get to work fixing up your ship. You see Funky stands in front of it, crosses his arms and kind of nods, and then gets into his hammock and goes,
"Yep, should be finished by tomorrow morning, gang. Catch you later."
And starts taking a nap.
I mean, I've heard of middle management, but this is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous. They all say it really quietly, but this is ridiculous.
Well, I guess while we're hanging out, I want to try out some of these barrels.
Yeah, that's true. Can I look to see like a real tasty bird in the sky and cannonball it.
Don't, please don't kill any of our native creatures here.
Okay, that's a fair request. I respect the needs of whatever country I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah, before it was all, you know, Zard against ape, but recently the Zards have been working with the Kongs, but it feels kind of weird after all the wars.
Whoa. So there's an era of peace on here. So what do you do with your cannonballs then?
Well, lately we've just been kind of rocketing around, and then we hit your guy's ship. We've only been at peace for like 8 months here.
Oh.
Wow, a new piece.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys are kind of bleeding, and we're messed up. Why don't we take you back to Cranky's place? We could tell you all about it.
Would love to do that.
Yeah.
You're sure my boat's in good hands here?
You see, Funky throws up the hang loose sign.
Wow.
Wow, he can do that in his sleep. Amazing.
Can we take one of these cannons to Cranky's place?
You see, Funky pops up and he goes,
oh, well, I actually invented those cannons, so that's going to cost you. We are a business, after all, Funky's Flights.
Do you have, like, you use that hang loose sign so freely that it makes me concerned about carpal tunnel or something.
I actually do have some pretty wicked, rad carpal tunnel Funky Kong.
Can I use Cleansing Touch to heal his carpal tunnel?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, man.
Absolutely. Now, I think that'll cover our payment.
Yeah, I'll say that's good for one barrel.
Fantastic.
Cool.
All right. You put the barrel. Should we put the barrel in the bag? Should we make Balnor carry the barrel?
Yeah, I'm also here. Hey.
How's it going, bud?
Hey.
Balnor, how do you feel about this?
Balnor climbed out from the wreckage. Oh, I thought I was dead.
Oh, Balnor.
Honestly, I did too.
I was asleep under the deck.
I slapped Balnor in the back and slowly pulled the giant shard of wood out from his sternum.
I've heard of splinters, but this is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. Yeah, you hear it echoing through the
forest. I can see why these people are so fervent for such a magical phrase.
So you guys see Donkey Kong takes you through the forest to Cranky's cabin, this little treehouse hut with a tin roof. It's all the way up in the trees, but there are rope swings here. You see Donkey, Diddy, and Dixie quickly jump and swing from rope to rope until they're inside Cranky's cabin. Guys, why don't you go ahead and make athletics checks to try to keep up?
Oh, gladly.
Oh, okay. You know what? I feel like showing off, so I'm going to use one of my rages to do it with advantage.
Okay.
Nat 20, bitch.
Oh, hell,
whoa,
yeah.
Wait, you got a Nat 20?
Yeah.
I got a Nat 20.
Oh! Certified Kongs.
We are.
Whoa, nice job, little buddies.
Did everyone get a Nat 20 but me?
Yeah.
I got a 16.
Oh. Hard one. You're falling behind. And you see Dixie and Diddy turn around and go,
if we're looking the most like a Kong, you sure don't move like one.
Hilarious.
Hardwire, you need me to swing back there and come pick you up?
Fine.
I swing back.
Moonshine.
And I hoist Hard One on my shoulder.
Like Luke Skywalker carrying Princess Leia, you swing Hard One to the cabin.
Do I see any bananas while I'm swinging?
Oh, there's bananas everywhere.
I scoop some bananas.
Are there any nanorflies?
You guys, there are nanorflies. There's nanorflies and bananas. You see, Bev, as you scoop a banana off the tree, you see another banana instantly pops up, and Donkey Kong turns back to you as he's swinging through the trees, and he goes, that's the power of the crystal coconut. The coconut mother always makes sure we're fed. But this is ridiculous.
Praise be the coconut mother.
Praise be the coconut mother, but this is ridiculous. But this is ridiculous.
Praise be the coconut mother, but this is ridiculous.
So you guys,
you'd have to be Coco Nuts not to praise the coconut mother.
So you guys enter Cranky's cabin. There is a little wood-burning stove in the corner, bookshelves full of books. There is a bed in here, so it's got a bit of a studio feel, but there does appear to be a room in the back. You see the door is forced shut, but straining up against it is thousands of bananas. You see bananas spilling through the cracks. You also see in the center of the room, sitting on a pedestal, is a beautiful crystalline coconut. Surrounding it is an arcane barrier that looks to protect it. You also hear snoring and see an elderly ape in the corner on a rocking chair, fast asleep. And you see Diddy takes his hat off and hits
the old old Cranky Kong, and he goes, I've heard about falling asleep on the job, but this is ridiculous. But this is ridiculous. But this is ridiculous.
But this is redonkulous.
You see, Donkey Kong looks at you. What does that mean?
Go on.
You see, Donkey Kong goes, Cranky, you were supposed to be guarding the coconut.
I've been guarding the coconut my whole damn life. What the hell are these naked apes doing in here?
Can I send Handy Andy to search his pocket for Werther's originals?
Go ahead and do a sleight of hand check with Handy Andy.
It's going to be a 28.
Handy Andy successfully gets in there without Cranky noticing. And you find some really dry, crusted out, loose Werther's Originals.
Oh.
No wrapper, wow.
Hey, how'd you get those dry Werther's? Give me one. Give me one, you naked ape.
You might want to chew it for him first.
Chew it for me.
I get it started, and then I give it to him.
Thank you so much. I like, yeah, you got to wet it for me. We get them dry here. We get them dry. Got to make them wet yourself.
I whispered to Diddy, is that your job normally?
Yeah, I mean, we all just, basically me and Dixie just stand around Cranky all day and spit Werther's Originals at him.
Is that the job of a little buddy?
Yeah, so I'm a little buddy.
Beverly puts a ton of Werther's Originals in his mouth.
So you see Donkey Kong suddenly looks somber as he looks at the crystal coconut and he goes,
the Zards used to be led...
I really thought that when you said a new piece, I was like, oh shit, how deep is this gonna go?
The Zards used to be led by a terrible crocodile man named King K. Rool, who wanted to steal our banana hoard and the crystal coconut, the gift of our people. But this is ridiculous. But this is ridiculous.
But this is redonkulous. Just give it a shot.
There were many wars between Zard and Ape. In the first one, King K. Rool stole our banana hoard, but me and Diddy were able to win it back. Then, in the second war, King K. Rool became a pirate for some reason and kidnapped me, but Diddy and Dixie Checked saved out. Me.
Uh-huh.
Then, in the third war, King K. Rool stopped being a pirate and kidnapped me and Diddy, but then Dixie and Kitty, who's a different guy, had to save us. Then came the long night, the tropical freeze.
Whoa.
You hear under his breath, Diddy goes, coconut mother feed us. This is ridiculous, but this is ridiculous.
Bev has a mouthful of Werther's Originals and he just goes, whoa.
King K. Rool stole the crystal coconut and used its powers to freeze the island, and her bananas could no longer grow.
What happened to the nanorflies?
They died. Many starved. Kong turned against Kong, killing each other over frozen brown bananas. That's how we lost Swanky, Candy, and the various stars of Donkey Kong 64.
Not Lanky Kong.
He's gone.
Who did the nanorflies side with?
The nanorflies declared neutrality at first, but eventually joined the Kongs.
Some
have never forgiven them. Finally, during the tropical freeze, I confronted K. Rool and jumped on his head a bunch of times, knocking him out like I always do.
That's kind of what we do to Glad.
Yeah, but as I stood there, over his unconscious body, I thought, how many people have died because of my mercy? I had let him live before, and what did I have to show for it? The only way Congo Bongo Island would be safe would be if King K. Rool was dead. So I choked him with my own tie. I never wanted to be a killer. Coconut mother feed us. But this is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
Real quick, I just want to say fuck you, Murph, because now I have to write music for this.
And it's going to be beautiful and touching.
After King K. Rool died, his estranged son, King Car Rool Karaoke.
Car Rool Karaoke?
Car Rule.
One more time.
Car-rule. Sorry.
His last name is Rule under his father. His mother's name, she's the Duchess of Karaoke Island.
Car Rule
Karaoke. Car Rule
Karaoke.
Karaoke.
That honestly
It adds up.
He sounds really engaging.
He's actually a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you could spin him off and he'd do great. Yeah. He'd have his own sort of island, I think. Yeah.
So anyway, King Carcool Karaoke took over, and we've finally been able to broker peace between the Zards and the apes. Okay. It's been almost a year without bloodshed, and tonight we celebrate by joining Kong and Zard in a feast of forgiveness, Banksgiving.
Fuck you.
Banksgiving. You know what? I'm in.
Yeah, you see.
You know what?
Diddy and Dixie start jumping up and down. You should come to Banksgiving.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually going to be cooking. So I want to take a bunch of these nanners and fashion them into a giant turkey.
A banerky.
Yeah, a banerky.
Whoa, what's a banerky?
I don't know. We're going to find out together.
All right. Usually we have a giant banana that we carve together. And so this year we'll be sharing it with the Zards.
Now, this is going to be a mushy combination of a bunch of bananas into the shape of a turkey.
And you see a Cranky pipes up and he goes,
I don't trust those Zards far as I can throw them. I'm not going to that feast. I'm not going to no feast at some lizards.
I shove Werther's Originals in his mouth.
To the feast!
You leave Cranky's treehouse and travel through the jungle, eventually coming upon a huge lodge.
So Donkey Kong is the one who just like told us all that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mr. Kong.
Yeah.
I think that you have been through a lot and you've shown great wisdom and great heroism. And you've also had the courage to look back on what you have done and recognize when you strayed from your beliefs. And for that, I would like to bestow this upon you. And I would like to cast Awaken on him.
Does it just give him normal intelligence?
I think so.
Wait. Is that going to make him stupider?
No, it won't, will it?
I mean, he's not smart. So you make him like one IQ point. First off, it takes 8 hours, but we'll say for the damn Donkey
Kong. Okay,
for Banks giving, you give Donkey Kong one more intelligence point.
Okay.
Wow, I now know that it was worth it.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I can kind of pragmatically just parse through my actions.
Yeah.
Donk.
And understand that you are on a journey, and that journey is the story of who you are, not each individual action.
Moonshine, will you do that to me?
I try to do it on hard one, but for some reason, like, my magic doesn't work. There's like a barrier preventing.
It's my thick goddamn skull.
I pat Donkey Kong on the back and say, thanks to you, no more little buddies will perish.
Here's hoping, right?
This is not ridiculous. This is sane.
Not ridiculous. Not ridiculous.
This is not ridiculous. Wow.
So you guys travel through the jungle, eventually coming upon a huge lodge in the middle of the forest. It's much bigger than Cranky's cabin. It's built up in the trees, but it's a little bit lower. It's probably like 15 feet up off the ground. There are many decks and walkways around this lodge. There are hanging torches everywhere. You can hear the sounds of bongos coming from inside and can see the glow.
Hard one, take out your woodblock.
I take out my woodblock.
Yes.
These are your people.
You know what? Maybe we're not so dissimilar from these noble creatures.
He may be a naked ape, but he can rock like one with fur.
Yeah.
Hard one. Give me a performance check.
Can I get my help action?
Yeah. You can do it with advantage.
I don't need to. I just crit, baby.
Oh!
Should we? We will not enact the curse because it should come up in a regular campaign episode because this is not canon.
Now it's fine. Let's do it now. Why not? This matters.
You see Donkey Kong pulls out a set of bongos, starts playing along with you. Everyone joins in song of the Congo Bongo ancient song.
Hey-yo, down it goes, banana slammer.
I'm gonna go, okay, slammer.
Which is the theme from the USA Donkey Kong show.
Of course, naturally.
Naturally. They all sing the banana slammer song with you.
I'm just saying, I really hope that there's some badass barbarian who performs a banana slamma.
You see Donkey Kong looks at you, Hard One, and he goes,
what are your initials, friend?
Well, I guess it depends which one of my many names I use, either HS or ES. Why do you ask, my ape and friend?
I mean, pick one, man.
I wish you could get so smart. Yes, smart ass.
Donkey Kong starts.
Oh, jeez.
I beat my chest a little bit, too.
You both start surrounding each other. Other apes around start to get amped. And it's just like, Diddy goes, this could get violent really fast. Just tell him your initials, man.
I start taking bets and start a fighting circle.
Just start
a little separate banana horde.
All right, I got 1 to 3 odds on the naked ape.
All right, roll initiative against Donkey Kong.
Oh, Jesus.
This is just a wrestling match.
Good, I rolled a 3.
Okay, Donkey Kong goes first. 21 to hit with a punch.
That does hit.
He hits you for 5. He just decks you. That's your... actually, he gets 3 attacks. He misses on the second attack. Third attack is a 1. You see, he falls forward. Hard one, that's your turn.
Cool, so that's 22.
Come on,
to hit
DK,
with a punch.
Do it for Congo Bongo Island.
I'm just trying to hold him down. I'm trying to be the silverback here of this tribe.
Go ahead and make an athletics check.
28.
Hard one. You restrain Donkey Kong.
Look, this is amazing. This is getting ridiculous. Okay.
You see, there's a hush amongst the crowd. And then all the apes start going, and start going around Hard One. And Donkey Kong gets up and pushes you off him. You just ruined my life, man.
Wait a second. That's how
he throws. He throws down his tie at. He throws down his tie at Hard One's feet, and he walks off into the jungle. And you see Diddy Kong runs up to you, Hard One, and he goes, "Oh, hey, new DK. You're my best friend now."
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Okay, I want to go into a rage and grapple Hard One.
Guys, go ahead and do opposed athletic checks. The apes all sort of start surrounding you guys.
Oh, I didn't do that well. 23.
I got a 27.
Okay. All right. Hard you one. Keep it. No. You keep
you
the tie.
You stay the silverback.
I crown you with the tie.
All of the apes bend the knee, and the lizards look super confused. At a time of
Kong.
At a time of tenuous peace, there has been a change of leadership.
This was.
I whispered to Diddy, "Should we go get Donkey Kong? This could get bad."
What do you mean? He's not our friend anymore. He showed weakness.
What?
He's weak. He's not the silverback anymore. He goes off and lives by himself now.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Y'all seem like such a jovial place. I would assume that there's sort of a system in place for those who are weaker.
What?
Oh, my.
Well, DK, where do we go now, man?
I can't believe I...
Turns up at you, Hard One. We should probably go in and broker peace between the lizards and the Kongs.
I can't believe I awakened Donkey Kong just to have him lose everything that meant anything.
Yeah, now he knows
to
what shame is. As your little buddy, I will attend to your every need. I have no choice.
You have a choice, Beverly. Yeah. I just have a red tie now. That's it. That's all.
I'm sorry. I've chosen the path of the little buddy, and I must walk it.
By the way, I think the tie is supposed to go around the neck, not the thigh.
Oh, I thought it was a thigh.
You see the lizards all start to go inside, and the Kongs all start to look amongst each other. And you see Dixie and Diddy grab you guys and pull you guys to the side. And they go, "All right, DK, it's really time to step up.
Fuck it. Yeah, let's go inside.
You're the new
Follow
leader.
Me, young
okay, listen.
Monkeys.
So you should probably know some of the customs. Now, what's supposed to happen tonight is you as the new Donkey Kong, this wasn't supposed to happen at all, but you're the new Donkey Kong. You asserted dominance over the alpha.
I honestly can't help it.
All right, so listen, new DK. You're going to need to schmooze with King Car Rule Karaoke while the rest of us, you know, go off and mingle with the other Zards and Kongs.
At some point during the ceremony, they're going to bring me out in a barrel, and you guys are going to break me together, and that's going to symbolize the breaking of our war and the start of a new peace.
Wait, while you're
in
there?
Will that be safe for you?
Of course. We love... You ever heard of a monkey in a barrel?
Ah, more fun than a barrel full of monkeys. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of monkeys in a barrel, but this is ridiculous. But this is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. Yep. Okay.
Redonkulous.
I never imagined that was fun for the monkeys, but cool.
Yeah.
I guess it's better to be out of a barrel than stuck in one.
All right, so I'm going to go, and I'm going to go get put in the barrel, but Dixie can take you inside. But DK, once you're in there, you're on your own. You're the new head ape.
We're fucked. Let's do it.
You see, Diddy walks off.
Do I see Donkey Kong, or has he just descended into the woods?
He's walked off into the woods.
I can't believe I awakened him just to have his heart broken.
Oh, no.
So you guys enter into the lodge and see a great hall, burning braziers and torches. There is an aisle down the middle where servants, both Ape and Zard, bring in various banana dishes and drinks. The mood here is good, but it's a little tense. You see people are mingling, but they're mostly sticking to their own groups. You see there are various apes and zards that are whispering to each other and pointing up at Hard One. You see on the left side of the room is mostly lizards, and on the right is mostly Kongs. At the end of the room, you can see a raised platform with a long table. You see up there is a seat next to... the Lizard King. King Karul has already arrived. He's this big pot-bellied croc that wears a tiny crown and a big blue cape. He also has little glasses. He's speaking to various Zard advisors, and he looks quizzically over at you, Hard One, and then turns and starts whispering to his advisors. And Dixie goes, "All right, well, as the new leader of the Kong people, you need to go up and join the leader of the lizards."
Hard One, do you need help making a good entrance or anything?
Yeah, my charisma's real shitty, so anything you can help me with.
What if I like polymorphed you into an ape?
Oh, if you could just maybe, what if you polymorph me to just have more of a severe brow? Give me a few more ape-like.
Just make him look like a caveman?
Can I polymorph Hard One to make him look more intimidating?
Like old Hard One.
Yeah, you polymorph Hard One. You basically make him look kind of like half orc-ish.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
He's like a half ape now. He looks like a caveman.
Go forth and be the leader that we all know you are.
I play a banana like a trumpet, and I say, "Introducing Quad Kong, ruler of the Kongs."
Okay.
But this is ridiculous. I've heard of new leaders, but this is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
Strong face, set my jaw. I whisper to Moonshine, "I'm petrified." I turn around, tighten the tie on my thigh, and I walk towards the lizard guy.
So Dixie takes Balnor, Moonshine, and Beverly over to a seat at this long table. It's kind of like a Viking hall, these long like banquet tables. You guys are sitting at regular seats amongst the Kongs. You're served banana mead as well as some bananatizers, which are pretty much just plantains.
Ooh.
And Hard One, meanwhile, you go up to the stage and you see King Karul Karaoke's advisors leave. And he turns to you and he goes, "Ah, I was expecting to meet Donkey Kong, and who might you be?"
"Hard One Surefoot. Pleasure, Mr. Karul. How are you?"
He shakes your hand and he nods. "I wasn't aware that there were cavemen in the Kong family."
"You know what? There was a lot of things I wasn't aware of myself. Honestly, a few hours ago, I thought I was going on vacation, and now I'm the ruler of this donkey tribe." "Life is full of surprises."
"Yes. Well, you know, you should know more than most people that the Donkey Kong is really a title amongst their people. You know, Cranky Kong was Donkey Kong before Donkey Kong was Donkey Kong."
"Is Donkey Kong going to become Cranky Kong now that he's no longer Donkey Kong?"
"No, he's depressed, Kong."
You say that to Dixie, and Dixie goes, "Yeah, probably. I don't know. Who cares about that weak guy, right?"
I just feel like...
Wow.
I feel like I like him. I like Donkey Kong.
This is some Donkey Darwinism at best.
Yeah, it really is.
King Karrul turns to you, Hard One, and goes, "Did you fight in the Kong Zard Wars?"
No. I'm brand new around here. I didn't fight in the what was the war called?
You're not familiar with the wars that we had for years and years.
I'm fully
mid-90s.
I'm fully caught up on the wars. I heard all about them. I'm sorry for the suffering that they caused.
So you're like new in town? What did you? How did this happen?
You're asking the wrong guy, man. I
don't. Did you like challenge their chieftain to a fight in front of everyone or something?
That's not exactly what happened. He wanted to know my initials. We got into a shoving match that honestly, it got out of hand a little bit.
Oh, did I take any money off of the bets for the fight?
Yeah, they gave you won a ton of bananas.
Oh, hell yeah. I keep trying to put them in my cannon backpack and they keep getting shot out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a big arrow painted on it. You gotta. That's where they're going.
You see, King Karrul speaks up and he goes, "I suppose it might be good to get some new blood on both sides, on the Kong side as well as the Rool side. My father was a terrible man, and though I am his son, I'm a different person."
Tell me about the kind of person you are.
I believe the crystal coconut can be shared by both the Zards and the Kongs. The power of the crystal coconuts gives us abundance. There are plenty of bananas to go around. My father wanted to steal it for his own selfish needs, but I think we can all eat.
Hear, hear, brother.
I whisper to one of the Zards nearby, "Do y'all actually eat bananas?"
I mean, I can eat bananas. I don't love them. If it were up to me, we'd go back to bopping these Kongs, you know?
And eat the Kongs.
Hey, what did you just say?
Oh, he was just saying how he loves to eat nanner flies. That's what he prefers, equally high in potassium.
I actually do enjoy nanner flies, yeah.
That would make sense.
I push him up against the wall. What did you say?
Hey, yeah, you see a bunch of the lizards stand up. Hey, we got Kongs over here, are attacking the Zards.
Yeah, well, we got Zards over here eating nanner flies. That is an endangered species on this island.
You see King Karrul looks to you, Hard One, and stands up and goes, "Everyone, relax. There has been enough bloodshed between our people. I'm sure the new Donkey Kong would agree. If you would please get on with your speech so that we may carve the banana." There's a hush amongst the crowd.
I turn my head to the side looking for the new Donkey Kong before I realize it's me. And I stand up and I say, "Brothers, sisters, new friends and old, too much.
You're doing great. You're doing great."
Yeah, we give him a thumbs up.
I pee in my pants a tiny bit.
Oh, no.
"Too much has been lost in the long wars, but we have much to gain from the long peace that is coming." I wait for the barrel of, I'm waiting for Diddy Kong.
Great. You wait for the barrel. You see a bunch of monkeys like look at each other like, "Oh, this is a little early. This is a little early." But they come in.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up, they are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
You see a few servants come in carrying a DK barrel on their shoulders. It shakes and moves just like in the games. Clearly someone is inside it. You see King Karul stands up next to you, Hard One, puts his hand on your shoulder.
Can I send Papa to sniff it to see if he thinks that it's Diddy Kong in there?
Mm.
Yes, have Papa do an investigate check. You could just use your stats.
That's going to be 16.
You see, as they're walking down the aisle, Papa scrambles up, gives it a quick sniff, scrambles back to you. Papa goes up to you, Moonshine, and goes, meow, 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 meow.
It didn't smell like Diddy Kong.
He says to you, and you know this just because he's your familiar, so you speak possum, essentially. He says to you, it smells like monkey and rubber and metal.
Monkey, right?
Communicate this to Beverly. That seems like nothing to be worried about unless it's been made into an improvised explosive device.
I don't think that there should be rubber or metal in there unless Diddy Kong is in some sort of small cart. But
or
I don't know why he would be in that.
An improvised explosive device.
Yeah, I think we got to be on high alert for whatever.
You see the servants hand the barrel to Hard One and King Karul.
Can we report spores to Hard One? Be like, easy on the barrels.
Yeah.
Things are afoot.
It wouldn't be bad for it to not break, I think.
Oh, great. There goes diplomacy.
All right. Shall we throw the ceremonial barrel?
Before we do, why don't we sit down and have a glass of... Okay.
I want to cast Shield of Faith on whatever's in the barrel.
Okay. You cast Shield of Faith on the barrel?
So hopefully it doesn't get destroyed
like
when it breaks.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to cast Barkskin on the barrel.
Ooh,
so nice. It has an AC of 60.
Okay.
Oh, can this stack?
Sure.
Cool.
What are you doing, Hard One?
All right, Mr. King Karul.
All right. To peace.
To peace. And an everlasting one at that. I raise the barrel over my head with the king and I throw it on the ground.
All right, Hard One. Go ahead. And the AC between Moonshine's spell and Beverly's spell, the barrel's AC is 18. Go ahead and you do not have proficiency in barrels.
Make
an attack roll with advantage.
Hard to
that's
hear.
That's just a plus five.
Okay.
Just your strength modifier.
22 and an 18.
As soon as the barrel hits, you see it breaks apart and there is a terrible explosion.
I knew it! Oh.
Everyone go ahead and give me dexterity saving
throw. God damn it. 11. Oh, I'm next to Bev, though. Do I get a plus four?
Yeah.
15.
15 as well.
That is not going to do it. Hard one, what'd you get?
Nat 20, not cursed.
Woo!
Jesus. Okay. All right. You guys who did not save take 95 damage.
What? No.
Hard one, you take half. 47 damage, hard one. So you guys see this terrible explosion. The lizards and the Kongs near the center of the room where the barrel hit are immediately incinerated. It's chaos. The Kongs and Zards that were furthest away just take off running, screaming in panic, while ones that weren't as lucky have caught on fire and roll around desperately trying to put themselves out. The entire lodge has caught fire. The roof has completely blown off. You see Dixie Kong just completely fried next to you.
No!
You see where the barrel is destroyed is just Diddy Kong's hat on a pile of ash. You see King Car Rule dead next to you, completely charred, hard one.
The Kongs did this! The people that we are friends with planned this.
No, let's not run. Let's not jump to any conclusions. Let's not jump to any barrels and then jump to any conclusions.
Okay.
And you
a
see,
little buddy has been murdered.
You see the Zards and the Kongs, the ones who survived are just running off in a panic. But there are some on the outside that are just like, you did this, you filthy Kongs, you did this, you Zards. And they're just both going at each other. And then you see coming back into the raining ash is Donkey Kong, who looks out and he goes, what happened?
Hey, Donkey, little buddy, over here. I think I've inserted myself a little bit too much into your culture.
What did you do?
I've climbed to a position of power far too fast. I think, you know what? Let's wrestle again, real quick.
You didn't sense that there was any kind of trap or anything? You just let this happen. They're all dead. You were leader for an hour and they're dead.
You know, I feel like there was forces at work far beyond me being leader just for the last hour.
I mean, to be fair, you messed up his boat pretty bad, so.
I've lost everything.
You guys look out into the carnage.
I put the charred tie around his neck.
Congo Bongo Island needs a leader.
These are dark times. These are stains on the banana that will never come out. But what do you do when the banana is stained?
Honestly, you turn it into some vegan bread.
That's right. You make some delicious, scrumptious banana bread, and you share it with your friends. Peace can still happen. We have to get to the bottom of this. And you're the only monkey who can help us.
I don't know. That speech was pretty awesome. Do you want to wear the tie?
I give Beverly the so tie.
Hey, I thought this was...
guys, go ahead and give me perception checks.
Nine. Oh, six, actually, sorry.
26.
17.
Moonshine.
Yeah.
Amongst the falling ash and the chaos, and you see this building is falling down, like a giant beam goes down and everything, you see that a couple bananas fall down as if it were like raining down from the sky. And you look out, and you see that the SS Stormborn is flying away, packed full of bananas.
They got our fucking boat.
Wait a minute.
All right, fuck it.
I wild shape
into a fucking hawk, and I go. I make a hawk line for that.
Wait, Moonshine. Before you do that, launch me from the barrel.
Okay, real quick. I launch Bev from the barrel, and then I wild shape into a hawk and make a beeline.
Sweet. Moonshine, you launch Bev from the barrel. Bev, you shoot out into the sky. Donkey Kong jumps in after you, shoots off after you guys. Hard one, what are you doing?
This is ridiculous. I jump in a barrel.
You jump in the barrel.
I guess the barrel looks fun. I don't wild shape. I instead symbiotic entity and jump into a barrel. You got to do it once.
You
got to
go
life,
in the
right?
barrel.
So you guys are all shot up from these barrels towards the Stormborn and see that it's been fixed up. And that Funky's crew of Zards is working it. There's one up on the sails. One is driving it. There are a few raking bananas. They've got the whole banana horde here. You also see standing on the deck in a mech suit of advanced coconut technology is Funky Kong. He stands about 15 feet tall. The mech suit is built to look like a giant buff gorilla. Through thick glass, you can see him pulling out the levers. And he looks out at you guys and he goes, "I'm not sharing these bananas with anybody. Funky's flights will be an empire. No more supplying food to this dinky island. We're selling these bananas. We're going global, baby. Funky Kong."
You cursed opportunist.
Can I do like an arcana check to understand, is there anything special about these bananas or are they just bananas?
Go ahead and do an arcana check.
11.
These are probably regular bananas.
You gotta stop doing the hang loose sign. You're so tightly wound. You're hell-bent on world domination.
Cleansing touched him.
What? I'm the only one who does work around here. These guys go around saving the world. I'm the one who builds stuff. I'm a titan of industry.
Did you just do a hang loose symbol at the same time as an air quotes sign? How do you
I'm a titan of industry, man.
I trusted you. I thought you were ready to chill out and just reap the profits of having a good time.
You killed everyone, dude. Of course, you're the only one smart enough to rig a bomb like that.
Diddy
was useless, man. And I'm glad he's dead. Funky Kong.
I draw my sword. It's time for some bananas flambé.
Diddy did turn on you super fast, Donkey. I mean, all I did was put you in a headlock, and then he was, like, ready to forget you forever.
That is true, Donkey Kong. I actually think he's not a good little buddy.
Hey, guys, easy. All right? It's too soon.
Listen, all right.
All right, so everybody go ahead and roll initiative.
It's never too soon to question those who you trust.
Listen, their laws are ridiculous. We can't question them.
12.
14.
13.
Okay. So the way this fight is going to work is that you guys can use barrels to propel yourself.
Great.
There are barrels everywhere all throughout the air. You can just fight Funky Kong on the deck if you'd like, but you can also use the barrels to propel you. When you do, you make a dex check. On a 15, you make your first attack with advantage. On a 20, you make all your attacks for the round with advantage. On a 5 or lower, you miss the boat entirely and take some falling damage and you miss the round.
Are there... henchmen, zards on the ship too?
There are, but they look like they are just there to man the ship. It is
okay.
Funky who is doing the fighting.
Gotcha.
They're just here to do the work, and I do the fun stuff, because I came up with the original idea.
Funky Kong comes forward, and I guess he's going to... Guys, go ahead and roll a luck check to see who Funky goes after first.
I rolled a 13. 20. Lucky number 13.
Nat 2. Okay.
He's going to use a banana slamma attack on Moonshine. That is a 25 to hit.
That hits.
He does 29 damage to you, Moonshine.
Ooh.
Then he's going to do a Cocoa Cannon attack. That was a 28 to hit.
Okay.
And 18 damage.
Cool. I'm standing.
Now he's going to take a second Coconut Cannon attack at you.
Oh.
That is a... 28 to hit.
Oh, no.
It hits.
16 damage.
Still standing.
Wow, Moonshine stays up.
All right.
That is Hard One's turn.
Okay, I'm going to swing at this fucking ape right now. I'm going to cannon myself, too, to get advantage on him.
Sweet, go ahead and make a dex check. Hard One jumps down into one of the cannons, blasts forward at Funky.
15.
15? Advantage on the first attack.
Tight. Gonna need it. I rolled a 3 and a 26.
Super hits.
19 damage.
19 damage.
Whoa, man, you're pretty good. You want an unpaid internship?
You're an enterprising individual, and I don't like it.
I'm the only mechanic on the island. I crush and eat up all the small businesses. These zards used to work for other mechanics.
You really are not allowed to use the hang loose sign anymore.
Hang loose, man.
You're extremely uptight. How do we know
you're so conniving?
Maybe we should make this clear. Where we come from, hang loose, that sign is associated with a very different culture.
Oh, no, this means like laws don't apply to me and stuff.
I see.
Hard One, go ahead and take your other attacks.
22 to hit.
Hits.
That hit. 20 damage. And
sweet.
Finally, 30 to hit.
Hits, believe it or not.
Tight.
All right, dude.
And that is.
I'm thinking you're ready for $29,000 a year, man.
Wow.
No low, overtime.
Low salary.
Hardwine, don't be tempted.
17 damage.
Hardwine, if you take that internship, it will have no mobility. The raises he gives you will not add up.
Yeah, don't let him trick you by offering benefits.
It's so much more money than I'd ever know what to do with, bud. No thanks.
Bev, that is your turn.
Okay. I like shout at Moonshine. Do you need healing or should I go for him?
You know, whatever you feel is right. Just do, you do you. How about if I go down, you heal me?
Okay, sounds good. I kind of dangle my amulet at her to remind her that she look at that as well. And I am going to blast towards Funky Kong as well.
Sweet.
And I will take an attack. I'm going to true strike on this one.
Sweet.
3 and a 4. Okay.
Oh, yikes.
Does a 14 hit? Or 15.
15 does not hit. You see he dodges out of the way and smashes you down with a giant coconut hand.
Ugh! How dare you use something so delightful and playful for an art of war?
It's part of my genius, man. Don't you recognize it?
How do
you
I know?
You take over the world, dude.
How do I know you didn't just steal these designs from a lowly czar that worked for you?
You see a little enterprising czar looks up from brushing the bananas.
I want to do an inside check.
Nobody would believe a czar could do that.
We're going to reclaim this empire for you, little one.
What's your name, sir?
My name's Zinky.
Don't fucking talk to him, Zinky. I don't pay you to talk. Get back under the deck.
This one's for Zinky. Shout out to the two crew.
Jesus Christ.
I'm still shook up by the death of Diddy. That's
they were
13 to hit. Doesn't hit.
Doesn't hit. Bev, at the end of your turn, Funky Kong is gonna take a funky action.
No. See,
he pulls out a bongo and plays the brown note. Everyone go ahead and give me a wisdom saving throw.
Jesus Christ.
Oh god, I rolled a 1.
Oh lord.
You know what? I'm gonna use the luck point.
There you go. That's a 22 for me.
Okay. 23 for me.
I rolled a 14.
14 is not going to do it. Hard one, you get Funkaria. Funkaria is a disease that makes you need to shit yourself whenever you make an attack. Each time you make an attack, roll a con saving throw. On a fail, you shit yourself, taking 4d10 psychic shame damage, and you're stunned for the rest of the round. 3 saves in a row, a greater restoration, or a lay hands will cure Funkaria. Right. You and Balnor have Funkaria.
You no. feeling this, man? I feel funky, but I want to shit, dude.
I feel fine, Balnor. I don't know what you're talking about.
That is Moonshine's turn.
Can I, as a bonus action, look at my amulet?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, god damn it.
So is Funky in, he's in like a mech suit, right?
Yeah.
You said he's like behind glass.
Uh-huh.
He's in like an enclosed thing.
Yep.
Okay, I would like to use create water and fill up his mech suit with water.
Jesus Christ. Give me the word.
I'll use it. Okay, so it's you create, it can be from a range of 30 feet. You create up to 10 gallons of clean water within a range in an open container. Alternatively, the water falls in rain in a 30-foot cube within range, extinguishing exposed flame in the area.
Okay.
I'm going to do it in a high level.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think 10 gallons of water would fill up like a cockpit.
Yeah, so when you cast it at a second level or higher, you create 10 additional gallons of water. So I'll do it at like a fifth level. So it's like 50
gallons.
So you're
going to do 50 gallons of water?
Yeah.
Okay, Moonshine, you see you cast create water. Uh-huh. He can't do any save or anything. His cockpit just starts filling up with water. You see it does not completely fill it because it is this like giant suit, but he is needing to like crane his head up and this thing will need to do like failure checks at the beginning of its round.
Okay, and I'm also going to glance at Bev's amulet.
Take a glander, you earned it.
That is Donkey Kong's turn.
You killed everyone I've ever known. what of Cranky? He was guarding the banana horde. Cranky was the first one and I enjoyed killing him the most. You bastard! He was my father!
Donkey charges forward with a spinning fist. Donkey Kong hits on the first attack, misses on the second attack, and hits on the third attack. Donkey Kong is going to banana slam him for a total of 30 damage.
Attaboy, Donk.
Way to go,
that
Donk.
Is Balnor's turn. Balnor attacks. He is going to hit. He does 12 damage, but then he has to roll to not shit himself. He does not shit himself. He puckers just in time. Whoa! So close.
Balnor, you had too many banana together, daiquiris.
He misses, and then he has to roll to not shit himself. Shout out to the two crew. He does not reroll those on save. So Balnor fully shits himself. Ah! Whoa!
Oh.
It takes a bunch of psychic damage, and you see he looks stunned at what he's just done.
My God, do you eat anything solid, dude?
Can I find a barrel to put over Balnor?
Oh my God, he's stunned. He can't even look at the amulet. He's in trouble. That is back up to Funky Kong's turn. Funky is going to cast Incinerating Beam.
That doesn't sound flavored.
There's nothing funky about that.
That sounds straight up devious.
Okay, it's only 10 feet wide, but a bunch of people were making melee attacks, so he can hit two people. I'll say he's going to go for Balnor and Hard One.
Oh.
Hard One, go ahead and give me a dex save.
12.
You and Balnor take 58 radiant damage.
Gee.
You guys see Balnor is incinerated.
What?
He turns to ash. Oh, I guess I killed another one of your friends tonight, huh? Throws up the hang loose sign.
You've crossed a line, sir. You've crossed a line. There are no bananas where you're going.
That is Hard One's turn.
Okay, we're not having fun anymore. This isn't silly, you fucking baboon.
You look next to you, Hard One. Just a pile of ash. Where Balnor once was, just ash blows into the wind.
Single bud heavy clanks to the ground.
I don't care if the last thing he did was miss and then shit himself and turn to ash. That was a good man.
Honestly, it cleaned up the shit. There's the silver lining.
I'm gonna attack, but I'm gonna shoot myself out of a barrel.
Okay, go ahead and make a dex check.
Another 15.
Roll first one with advantage.
Okay, that's a 25. I'll use the 25. 18 hits. Damage. And now I roll to see if I shit myself.
Yes.
I'm going to use a luck point, I think. I really... It's not because I'm embarrassed about shitting myself. It's being stunned seems pretty awful.
I really don't want you to shit yourself either.
That's a 21.
You passed.
I passed. All right. I will attack him again. That's a 20 to hit, not nat.
Hits.
16 damage.
Sweet.
I'm not going to shit myself. That's a 27 for my save.
Passes. That's two passes, right?
Yep. And then that's another... It's a 20 to hit, not nat.
Hits.
21 damage.
Nice. Starting to look pretty messed up.
And that is a 22 on my non-shitting myself.
You no longer have Funkaria.
Awesome. Since I'm feeling so hale and hearty, I'm going to use my action surge and try to fuck this guy up for killing Sweet. Balnor.
I can't believe it.
Well,
I should be sad.
Funky Kong killed Balnor.
It's a 15 on my first attack, so that's not going to do it.
That doesn't do it.
26.
Hits.
17 damage.
Sweet.
And shout out to the two crew.
Oh, yikes.
I don't have Funkaria, but I do. I shart in my pants just a little bit in honor our fallen hero.
Shart some tears out your face.
I actually.
Oh, you know what? I'll look at Bev's amulet as well.
Not a bad idea.
I actually didn't roll
for
a failure for a malfunction, so I'm going to go ahead and roll that right now. I'm going to say if he fails, he'll take a bunch of damage. Like his mech suit will take a bunch of damage. He got a 26 on a con save, so that's a pass, but I'm going to say he'll take half of... I'll say he'll take 5d10 of damage. Half.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to electrocute you.
So he takes 24 damage.
Ah, I'm in a death trap.
You should have done more product testing.
Yeah, you should have foreseen this happening, huh?
This wasn't ready for market.
Where's your diviners?
I turn to Donkey Kong and say, truly, Cranky must be... a powerful druid. He can bring Balnor back, right?
Cranky's dead, man.
Oh, no.
How?
The Funky killed him. He bragged about it.
Oh, God, you're right.
Yeah, he was first.
Yeah, you're right.
Funky is going to attempt to do a Funky action. I'm going to say that's going to be a DC 20 con check. So we'll roll it in front of Moonshine right now. He needs to get a 10 or higher. He's battling against he's furiously trying to fix the damage that Moonshine's water is doing.
Ha ha! 4! Shout out to the core 4!
He fails to do his Funky action.
Yeah!
That is Bev's turn.
All right. I'm already on the deck. I was going to heal Balnor of his Funkaria, but he is no more. And now I have Funkaria of the Soul.
Let's protect the ashes from getting blown off the board of this ship.
I scoop the ashes into a Bud Light bottle.
Oh, God.
A worthy urn.
You stole all the dads from this island, and I shall steal everything from you. Zinky, prepare yourself for a glorious future.
Oh, what, me? I'm just a little Zod.
Zinky, don't undersell talk like that. Yourself.
Nobody would believe that Zod had all these ideas.
Yeah, because Funky claims them. I'm telling you what, Zinky, if you had the hubris of Funky, the places you could go, because you have the talent, you just don't have the swagger.
No, I'm just a little lizard with a coconut computer. Try it out. What am I against a powerful Funky?
Try it out. I want to hear you say, I invented this shit.
I invented this shit.
Hey, what did I tell you about getting back below deck, Zinky? I'm going to shoot a fucking cannon at you.
I whisper to Zinky, is there any way you can hack into the mech suit?
Well, I guess I could try, but again, I'm just a little Zod with a computer.
Hey, it takes little buddies to make big buddies shine.
You see Zinky tears up and runs down below deck and comes back up with a little coconut laptop and starts furiously trying to hack. I'll say Zinky will act on Balnor's initiative.
All right, can I go ahead and make an attack now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Cool. Ooh, there we go. That's going to be a 28 to hit.
28 hits, of course.
I'm going to do a staggering smite.
Nice.
So that's going to be 46 psychic damage. And I'm going to do a light brown note on this to try and make Funky shit himself.
Okay.
If he does, it's just going to rise in the water.
I've already been pissing, but this is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Don't say that in vain.
You dishonor our gods.
And I'm going to do a divine smite on top of that.
Right.
All right, let's see. That's 18 psychic damage. And they're going to need to make a wisdom saving throw.
Funky fails.
Yes! That means they get disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks and can't take reactions until the end of its next turn.
Nice.
Or they can just shit themselves. I'll let you have the option.
What do you want? Do you want him to get Funkaria?
I want them to get Funkaria.
Okay, sweet. He gets Funkaria, shits himself inside the little cockpit. It fills up with brown water and he can't see and he's going to roll with disadvantage.
That thing's a giant toilet.
I have Funkaria. It's a serious disease.
I'm doing a third level smite, so that's 48 and then an extra D8. 35 plus 7, 42 damage.
Nice.
On my first attack.
He's starting to look messed up.
I don't want him to die yet because I want him to slurp up that diarrhea.
Oh.
Don't worry, I'm going to make sure that happens.
This is all you get. The brownest, nastiest bananas. That's a nat 20. Hell yeah, I'm going to smite again. Let's do it. That's 71 damage.
You guys see radiant light bursting from Bev's sword. And just for a moment, you see it looks like Melora is spotting him, helping swing the sword with him. Melora.
As
there's
baby.
A burst of light. And you see Donkey Kong's eyes widen. He goes, the coconut mother.
Of course.
She blesses you.
She blesses us all when she sees it fit.
What? No, the gods can't be real.
Why not?
Only the power of man.
All right.
That is Moonshine's turn.
Well, the daughter of the coconut mother's coming to get you, and she's going to make you drink your own diarrhea. I cast control water and flood the mech suit.
Absolutely fucking disgusting.
Flood. You cause the water level of all standing water in the area,
He ditches the mech suit. He just opens up the glass and just plops out of the ground. He can't fully do anything.
Does that mess up his AC?
Oh, he's done. Yeah. He jumps out. I'm not narrating a dude eating shit.
And I spores him for 18. But can we say instead of necrotic damage, I do fecal damage?
Oh.
Can I just, instead of sporesing him, can I just scoop up his diarrhea?
Oh, you spray shit on Funky Kong.
Eat shit, Funky Kong.
Oh, dude, stop.
Dude,
you ate shit.
Eat shit.
You ate your own poop and you liked it.
Hey, sir,
like
this.
Coconut mother deliver you to hell. You see, on Donkey Kong's turn, he takes a coconut. I've killed before and I'll kill again. And he just starts whacking Funky Kong, shit-covered Funky Kong on the head.
Bev gets into it too.
Bev goes into it. You guys
definitely Moonshine also does it.
Grab coconuts and beat into Funky Kong.
I wild shape just my vocal cords.
Zinky gains control of the mech.
Oh, look, I can control it remotely. Yeah, but I'm just a little Zod.
You're a little Zod, but you got a big brain.
Yeah, but also don't let it go to your head. Don't become the next Funky Kong. Be your own kind of person.
Hey, I'm my own kind of person. I'm just a little Zod. And Zinky.
That's right. Remember where you came from.
Yeah.
I toss a banana to Zinky.
Hey, thanks so much. I'm going to use his legs to crash his head.
Yeah!
You guys all go into a monkey craze as you beat Funky Kong shit-covered lifeless body. You see Donkey Kong triumphantly picks Funky over his head, tosses him over the edge of the ship. You see his body disappears into the forest below. You guys make quick work of the of his Zard crew, Funky's flights crew. Throw the ones.
Wait, can we show them benevolence?
Mm. Yeah.
Can we hire them? Those of them who are honest of character.
Yeah, you see, some of them were like browbeaten into it. Some of them are just kind of shitheads that are like, yeah, I just wanted to keep killing Kongs.
Okay, we can throw them.
You throw that guy off. Yeah, we just like, see another guy who looks suspicious. He goes, I am also an engineer.
I throw I guess him so away.
I am not an engineer.
I throw him over. Awesome.
Throw another one off. By the end, you have about half of the Zards. You guys stare out. The jungle is on fire. You see that Donkey Kong Country has been destroyed. And Balnor is dead.
Okay, I get down on my hands and knees, and I say, Melora, as I have always known you, and yet now I know you from another name, I beg of you, not for mercy, because I know you do not give that out easily, but for kindness. Please bless this valley with the water from your bosom. Make it rain.
Sweet. Moonshine, you make it rain.
Or I ask Melora to.
Mm.
You ask Melora to make it rain?
Mm-hmm.
You see...
Is it coconut milk?
Ideally, yes.
As it begins to rain...
Or coconut water.
Yeah. White coconut water. Out of the sky.
Yeah. So hydrating.
The fires start to go out in the jungle below, but they're pretty strong. And then you see a glowing white orb shining from the deck below you. And you see Donkey goes, oh, he stole the crystal coconut. It's here. It can enhance any spell. You see Donkey Kong runs down and he holds up the crystal coconut. And you see as he holds it near you, Moonshine, the rain starts coming down harder and harder and harder. Like you've cast 1,000 control water spells and it...
Wow.
Heals the jungle.
Can it do that with a reincarnate on a pile of ashes?
Or on a pile of diarrhea. Either one, whichever
Yeah.
It's kind of all mixed together pungent. In there.
That's true. If we see, can we reincarnate Balmer from his diarrhea, if not from his ashes?
With the power of the crystal coconut, you can reincarnate a lot more than just Balmer.
What?
He holds up the crystal coconut to you.
I can reincarnate Gemma as well.
Who?
Oh, okay, never mind.
They need to be here.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I would like to take the crystal coconut in my hand, and I would like to cast Reincarnate. And see if I can reincarnate Balnor and Skranky.
Skranky Kong. You see, my best uncle.
Zippy and Shaggy. Yeah, yeah.
Zippy and Shaggy.
Dunkaroo.
Dunkaroo. My favorite little buddy.
You lost so many friends.
Hey.
And don't forget Car Rule. He was Donkey Kong. A good leader. Who's a good man?
Car Rule karaoke.
I need to tell you something. Before I reincarnate Diddy, he turned on you quicker than I've ever seen someone turn on someone.
Right, because I lost a fight.
Yeah, but it was not an act of friendship as I have known it. Do you want me to bring Diddy back?
The coconut mother works in different ways, but this is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
But this is ridiculous. I reincarnate Diddy as well.
Moonshine, you cast a mass reincarnate spell, and you see Balnor. Balnor is the first one to come back. Balnor returns from the ashes as Balnor Kong.
Oh. Is Daddy Kong?
He's Daddy Kong. Moonshine, you cast your spell down below as well onto the jungle, and you see people start to poke back up. You see life and movement as the white light of the crystal coconut shines bright, radiant light down onto the jungle below. You see Donkey Kong looks on in wonder. I've heard of divine intervention, but this is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You guys walk over to where Diddy blew up, as well as Dixie and all those other people, and you see that Diddy Kong has reincarnated as a Zard.
Ah.
Wow.
And that King Car Rule has come back as a Kong.
Oh, this is beautiful. This is beautiful.
And you see everybody pops
we
back up.
We are the world.
We are the children. Banana slammer. All of the Zards and the apes join hands and sing We Are the World. OEO Banana Slammer. As we slow pan out with a drone, Donkey Kong turns to you guys and goes, now, in order to keep peace in these lands, you guys aren't thinking of just running off, right? You'll be here for a while.
Oh, no. We're sort of more about the drastic change and not the rebuilding.
Yeah, you can't rely on us forever. It's your time to be the ruler we know you can be.
I look over my shoulder where Hardwon is waiting in the airship for us to come.
I motion for Hardwon to, like, turn the keys.
I blast Kid Cudi. Let's go.
Hardwon, you peel away in the airship as you leave behind these Zards and Kongs and everyone having been reincarnated on the island.
Reincongated.
Reincongated.
Everyone being reincongated on the island. The last thing you guys see as you fly off is a single funky hand coming out of the water and crawling up onto the shore. And that's where we'll end our session.
Did you really just set up a fucking sequel?
6,000 iTunes
reviews. You're a nightmare.
6,000 iTunes reviews for Revenge of Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong Country 5. Revenge of Funky Kong.
Did we leave Balnor on the island?
No, he's with you guys.
Okay, yeah. Good.
What a truly, truly stupid thing.
That was amazing. Murph, thank you so much. Oh,
yeah, thank you. Truly, for this, for Thanksgiving this year, I'm grateful for what you just did.
I'm so thankful. I give you a cornucopia full of bananas for that.
Thank you.
And yeah. I a cornucopia of coconuts.
Well, I hope y'all enjoyed it. Guys, head on over to patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet. To listen to our after show, and we'll talk about this dumb stuff. We also got some other things to plug. We're playing D&D on Twitch with D20. That's me and Emily's show with Brendan Lee Mulligan, Siobhan Thompson, and a bunch of other fun people from College Humor and NADPOD.
Yeah.
Caldwell, what do you got?
It's so fun.
I have a show on a Disney Channel. It's called Big City Greens.
Is it on Disney Plus?
Season one is on Disney Plus.
Hell yeah.
So if you got that Disney Plus, please check it out. That's 60 11-minute episodes for your viewing pleasure on Disney Plus. And season two airing now on Disney Channel and then Amazon and iTunes and wherever you download your stuff. It's really fun. I actually do a voice in an upcoming episode.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
On November 30th, you can catch me as Itcha Boy, a YouTube influencer, in an upcoming episode of Big City Greens. Check it out.
Hell yeah. Jake, what do you got?
Got my family oil business, brothersisterco.com. We're we sell beard oil, pube oil, skin oil, and then also oil. So if you're looking for just crude oil that we've gotten from Kuwait, go check out brothersisterco.com.
What about like olive oil, coconut oil?
Yeah,
or are those just
oil.
Ingredients?
We got that too. We got it all. If it's
Great.
Oil,
Amazing.
We sell it.
Amazing.
Yeah. I'll probably be buying a drum or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got you down for one drum of crude. So
a drum of crude.
I'm just going to empty that straight into my car. That should work, right?
Uh-huh. Perfect Christmas gift, friends. Get your crude oil from me.
All right, sweet guys. Follow us on Twitter at CHMurph is me, at Caldy is Caldwell, at Jake Hurwitz is Jake. Oh, I did that out of order. Okay.
Whoa. Because we're sitting in a different order
right now. And Yaxford is Emily. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NADDPOD. Also, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We are Youth of the Nation.
Hello to all my Dixies and Ditties out there in cyberspace. It is Caldwell, and it is also the end of our episode, which means it's time to shout out our benevolent Council of Kongs. We have Brad D, Dylan B, Danny P, Steelbreaker, and Spencer Caskbrew, guardians of Donkey Kong's banana horde. They keep trying to tell Donkey that the bananas go bad after like a week, and that it doesn't make sense to hoard them, but every time they complain, DK shoves them in a barrel and tosses them in the river. Beardman Dan, Adam R, Danielle the Dastardly Dame, and Alucard, a team of Esri scientists who travel to Congo Bongo Island to try and figure out the difference between Zards and Kobolds. After months of study, their final conclusion was, it doesn't matter. Haldor Frostback, Multifor, Jordan DJ, Jeffrey S, and Cutter W, the fuzzy inhabitants of the nearby Angel Island. Their island floats in the air thanks to the power of the Chaos Emerald. But unfortunately, their protector, Knuckles the Echidna, has gone missing. Uh-oh, looks like the boobs have no choice but to solve this problem too. Sorry, Bahumia. Schubert the Mushroom, Elena C., Mixologist Michael McD., Andrew M., and Balnor's Boy. The five nanorflies who survived the long night and then managed to repopulate the entire species. The jar they did it in is currently on display in the Congo Bongo Museum of Natural History and also Sex. Justin I, Jacob C, Elena M, McPucks, and Jostrich. Balnor Kong's new drinking buddies. Every Friday night, they get absolutely hammered on banana daiquiris, then go literally apeshit. Damiel R., Destin C., Devin B., Jibe G., and Earl and Kathleen L., a group of incubi and succubi who were waiting for Hardwon and Moonshine in Smuggler's Bounty. They ended up seducing Theala and Akarot instead, so now the campaign permanently takes place on Congo Bongo Island. Awesome! Sergio, Salazar, Solomon, Zacharias, Desequani, Michael L., Sam H., Trele the Crayfay, and Jory S., Zinky's team of Zard programmers who are hard at work creating a video game about the Band of Boobs' heroic exploits on Congo Bongo Island.
Look for it on the Banantindo Switch in Coconut Vember 2020. Can't wait. Adam H., Ryan, Aaron G., Jake L., and Zach C., the hardworking crew of Zards that came up with every good idea Funky Kong claimed credit for. You're free now, Zards. Start a collective. Big Buck, Richard X Machina, Sam L., and Troy McC., the Council of Kongs that deliberates and elects the next Donkey Kong. What we edited out was a 20-minute committee hearing whereby Big Buck, Richard X Machina, Sam L., and Troy McC. Formally elected Hard One to be the next Donkey Kong. You didn't miss much. Dom R., Josh S., Nicholas C., Caleb Storm, and Aiden R.H., the heroes who invented Nice Cream, a low-carb, healthy alternative to ice cream made from frozen bananas. Nice Cream was also the only thing the Kongs ate during the long night, when Kongo Bongo Island was surrounded by ice. Mike H., Matthew E., Samuel B., and Tilford G., a group of Kongs that got decimated by the Diddy Kong IED, then reincarnated by Moonshine. Their names are Zippy, Dunky, Yarpy, and Schweppes, respectively. Welcome back, friends. Gage M., Aaron C., Bahumia's Fiercest L&D, TJM the Gnome Barbarian, and Trast the Traveler. A gathering of atheists on Kongo Bongo Island called the Coco Knots that host weekly meetups to discuss the all-important question. Is it really ridiculous, or are we just brainwashed by society to think it is? Wow, deep stuff. Anime Intellect, Zolo Dolo, Larissa J, and Dylan CM, the wannabe DM, the Yard Zards. They'll come to your house, sweep up all the rotten bananas in your yard, and even plant a couple coconut trees. Helped a lot of people transition to Ice Age resistant gardens during the long night. Colton B, B Money, J, Heartless Master, and CC Lulu. The big wigs that run the banana bank, where Kongs and Zards can turn their bananas into banana bucks, or invest in the banana stock market, or buy banana bonds. The banana market is actually very complicated, and if the band of boobs had gone to Kongo Bongo Central Library, they would have found many dense treatises about banana economic theory. I'm Hopeless, Timmy R., Alex M., Aaron Sully, and Eric G., a crew of rich, evil Kongs who quietly support Funky Kong's research in hopes that Funky's flights can become a worldwide criminal organization. These cold-hearted Kongs are just in it for the bananas and will give Funkaria to anyone who gets in their way. Devastating. Lucas B., Ruben A., Jordan L., Talith X., and Jay Parker. The Zard Guards who protect Zinky. We pray that one day his research in funky sciences could lead to funkadelic peace for all of Kongo Bongo Island. Austin C., Austin MR., Just a Pissed Off Triss, aka Touch It, Kaylee Elise, and Barnesonator. The five previous Donkey Kongs who were unceremoniously beaten in hand-to-hand combat by clueless outsiders. The chaos that followed led to three Zard Wars and eventually the dreaded Tropical Freeze. Devin W., Shinoa B., Jared E., and Persephone. Four loyal Kongs who stuck with Donkey Kong even after he was displaced by Hard One. Unfortunately, Funky incinerated them all behind the scenes, so we never got to see them fight, but just know that they were real solid Kongs. Reese N.S., Bellin the Bard, Jackie, Eric and Andrea B., and Charo Arcadius. The Royal Zard Guards who protect King Carpool Karaoke. Unfortunately, they were all on a bathroom break when Hard One threw the exploding barrel and killed their king, but hey, at least they're still alive. Silver lining, you know. Steven C., Maxwell C., Mike K., Omri M., and Callum L., five Kong filmmakers who created the beloved Bananksgiving special, It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Kong. They were sued by the estate of Charles Schultz and are currently trying to monkey roll through the lawyers to get away without paying. Good luck. Scott D., Nothor the Prodigy Ranger, Shane B., The Pinch, and Dan, a family of Zard apes who fit in with neither Zard nor Kong, but don't really care because they're strong as shit and have huge lizard tails, so they pretty much just kick everyone's asses. Richard C., Karen T., Curtis S., Michael C., and BJL. Crick Elves, who are the new proprietors of a cafe in Gladeholm. All the coffee is spiked with Crickwater, and it's the busiest place in town. Nikki W., Andrew B., Christopher B., Pete C., and Barrison Kin of the Wizard's Tower. The newest members of the Green Preteens. Less about badges and more about going door-to-door and selling boxes of cinnamon rolls. Way less decapitating barbarians as well. Seems nice. Nicholas P., Robert F., Kevin M., Angel B., and Rahul N., a five-headed dragon with five different personalities. A rebel, a sensitive soul, a lover, a liar, and an adorkable genius. I am the Atlas, Ryan of Clan Coogan, Maribel, the kitty morphing gnome, Esme M., and Robert, animals in Hardwon's petting zoo. They are well looked after and love their life. Hardwon is a wonderful caretaker. He protects and feeds his furry friends as if they were his own children. His children should be taken away. Jens Christian T., Joe McGee, Meta Amps, Mr. Hydroyce, and Jonathan from Crickfield. Old members of the SS Stormborn. They quit the pirate's life a few years back and have essentially spent all of their time since then kind of blackout in a tavern reminiscing about the good old days. Atticus C., Jonathan the Arcadian Gamesmith, Tom S., Casimir the All-Knowing, and Mateo C., expert wimple makers who have a super busy shop in Shadowfell. They get paid in plates of soup instead of cash, but that's perfect because that's what they'd spend the cash on anyway. Luke H., Kelvin Noodles, and Grace Gibbs. Green Shades dealers. That's right, he needs three dealers. That's how much bud he goes through. Even Alanis has to respect that. And that's all our Council of Kong members. Thank you all so much for listening. Happy Bananksgiving, and we'll see you soon. Bye!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.